The May 16th miracle is going to happen, one of the biggest food drives, not one of, it will be the biggest food drive Chatham Kent has ever seen. And you just leave some food out on your porch at noon on Saturday of next week, and there'll be somebody by to pick it up. Now, on the line with us is Lindsay Davidson, Chatham Kent Public Health, to give us an idea of what is best to leave out on the porch. Because there would be things that you wouldn't want to put out there, and there'd be things that would certainly be beneficial to somebody. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good morning, Chris.
So what would be the best, when we're looking to put something out on our porch for the May 16th miracle, what would your advice be on the best items to put out? What is needed most?
Well, you really want to make sure that the items that you're putting out are going to provide a lot of nutrition for people. You don't want things that are just there to fill people up, because the food we eat really does make a difference in our health. So definitely donate foods that you like to eat, and try to look at options that might be part of a healthy family meal. You could actually create little meal kits that provide everything that you might need to make, say, a tuna noodle casserole or a chili or something like that. You also want to look at foods that are possibly easy to open. We do have some individuals in our community who don't have access to can openers or things like that. So having the little flip-top lids or jars that are easy to open are important to have as well. And then make sure that you're donating things that could help with special dietary requirements. So people who are gluten-free or diabetic may need certain foods as well, and those are important to have. And then obviously snacks and lunch foods that are peanut-free and can be kind of used at home for those that may have those special needs. And then just generally foods that are very healthy. So things like your whole grain foods, pasta, rice, quinoa, cereal, oatmeal, crackers, definitely protein foods, but protein foods that can be kept shelf stable. So it's important to make sure that you're looking at things like peanut butter or other seeds or nuts, dried beans, lentils, chickpeas. Those can be canned as well. Canned fish, tuna, salmon, canned chicken, those are all good options to have.
Lindsay. Lindsay. Jen had a question here. She wants to jump in. Sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Are we collecting non-perishable items only, or can you donate fruits and vegetables and stuff that would have to be used by a certain day?
So normally food banks would definitely accept those non-perishable items, the perishable items, but for this food drive, please only donate non-perishable. Depending on how long things are going to be sitting out on your porch when the volunteers come and collect them, or the sorting process, we're going to have a lot of donations, so it's really important that those foods don't get donated during this time. But then if you want to make those donations separately to the food banks directly, then that's the best time to do it.
That makes a lot of sense. Lindsay, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I guess the big idea is don't just go in the back of your cupboard. Stuff that you're not eating and you just want to get rid of, that's not the idea. We want to help the food banks and help those people that need it, and that's really the goal here.
For sure. So this is not the time to just go in and clean out your cupboards of all the foods that you don't eat. Those things are probably there for a reason, so leave them and look for some things that people do need. And also think about items that you might not necessarily relate to food, but things like cleaning supplies, personal hygiene items. So those are great items because they're needed as well.
May 16th. It's the May 16th miracle. We are looking to fill the food bank's shelves and make sure that everybody gets fed here again this year. May 16th at noon. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.